Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Once again, the old cliche of be careful what you ask for, you just might get it, is coming back to haunt the left in America. Many on the left are being asked for a complete defunding of various police departments, replacing them with social workers, religious leaders, and yoga teachers. Others on the left are asking for a reduction in funds to local police departments. Los Angeles is one such entity that saw police work weeks of overtime and then being told their overtime pay wasn't coming. Instead, they were going to get comp time. Oh, and funding for the LAPD going forward was to be reduced. So the mentality of people has been for the police to back off. In spite of the various protests and local police departments making attempts to quell the violence that was born out of these protests, many people didn't want such a great police presence. Some people even proclaimed that the violence that followed the protests were a result of police violence, a result of police pushing the envelope with well-meaning protesters. So the police backed off. In Atlanta, there was a rash of blue flu call-ins after charges were brought against the officer who shot and killed a man who reacted violently after an attempted arrest, stole the officer's taser, and shot it at him. Police didn't respond to many calls with the utmost of haste. Police seemed to step back from being a rapid response to various calls of concern. When they did turn up at the shootings that occurred in the so-called CHOP area, the area that was occupied by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they were forced away by a mob that didn't allow the police to seek out and help those who had been shot. One man died in that shooting. Over the Father's Day weekend in Chicago, 104 people were shot, 14 of them fatally. Among those shot and killed were five children, including a 3-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl. Black protesters took to the streets in Chicago to protest the killings of African Americans by other blacks. One black woman at a gathering on Sunday said, quote, "Black on black crime is the number one killer of black men and women," end of quote. This is something that is not often said out loud. Some of those who are finally fed up with weekly deaths in Chicago and children being slaughtered were suggesting that all of Chicago's black community should be shut down until the perpetrators could be found. The law-abiding, peaceful black community is stepping up to say, enough is enough. How many more children must be killed in drive-by shootings before law enforcement is allowed to step in and stop this orgy of violence? The governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago have been complicit in these slayings by displaying a lack of force. That lack of force sent a message out to gangs that they could operate with impunity. Eventually, the line had to be drawn. Shootings in New York piled up at a rate of one per hour this past Saturday. The New York Police Department Chief of Crime Control Strategies warned that hundreds of gun possession defendants have been allowed to prowl New York. In an interview, he said, quote, "We have over 1,000 people that have been indicted on a gun possession charge where the cases are open and they're walking around the streets of New York today," end of quote. Society has backed off from being tough on criminals because there's a fear that those enforcing laws, not just police, but prosecutors and elected officials, might be accused of being racist. It's time that we understand that a fear of labels is not going to stop the killings. The only thing that will stop these killings is a strong, a very strong, show of force. So ask yourselves, is it any wonder that so many people are clamoring for that to happen? I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.